The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 24th day of February 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It's a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. It's now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government, as does our Notice of Condition Precedent webpage. Well, tonight I'd like to talk more about the vaccine mania that is ongoing everywhere. Most of the listeners have probably heard some of it mentioned on TV. I spoke about it last week, and even more stuff has come to my attention. What can I say? I looked for articles showing that they are exaggerating what's going on with this flu epidemic, and I found a crazy article that I want to share. And this prompted me, by the way, to finish the guide that I was started in 2016 called Overcoming Vaccine Mania. And I'm going to talk about that tonight quite a bit, let people know what that's all about. But before I get there, I wanted to kind of give you some heads up as to what they're doing in the media with this epidemic. This article was on Forbes.com. They claim it was written by Bloomberg. It came out February 10th, 2018. And the headline says, "The flu is killing up to 4,000 Americans a week." I'm going to read you some excerpts. This is outrageous that they do this. "The amount of influenza ravaging the U.S. this year rivals levels normally seen when an altogether new virus emerges, decimating a vulnerable population that hasn't had a chance to develop any defenses. It's an unexpected phenomenon that public health experts are still trying to decode. The levels of influenza-like illnesses," let me say that again, it's right in the article, "influenza-like illnesses being reported now are as high as the peak of the swine flu epidemic in 2009 and exceed the last severe seasonal flu outbreak in 2003 when a new strain started circulating," said Anne Shushat, the U.S. Center for Disease Control acting director. "Swine flu, which swept the globe in 2009 and 2010, sickened 60.8 million Americans, hospitalized 274,304, and killed 12,469, according to CDC data. Deaths from the current outbreak will likely far outstrip those of the 2009-2010 season. Quote, this is a difficult season, and we can't predict how much longer the severe season will last," unquote, she said. Quote, I wish there was better news, but everything we are looking at is bad news. People, this is so much poppycock, I can't believe it. I mean, influenza-like illness, okay? Everybody needs to get that. That's what they're reporting. I think I mentioned I was following the 2009 pandemic by checking in almost daily on the Department of Public Health, the Ohio Department of Public Health's website. They were posting updates. They were posting changes for all the public health departments in the state. That website was open to everybody. I didn't have to sign in or anything. I'd just go there and see what their news releases were and what they were up to. And I mentioned in August, because there weren't enough officially tested, affirmed cases of swine flu, the change came down from the CDC to redefine what we're looking at here, and they were to report any influenza-like illness. Report any and all influenza-like illnesses. And those were the statistics they used. And lo and behold, here it is in this article. You can look at it yourself. The flu is killing up to 4,000 Americans a week. Now, people, this could be anyone with pneumonia. This could be someone end-stage cancer, anything. I mean, anything. This could be some poor child with cystic fibrosis, you know, and doesn't even have the flu, just has this horrible respiratory condition. That's what they do. They make these definitions so broad that they can scoop up any and all illnesses and claim them in their statistics. This is just, again, poppycock. My husband, many of you know, is a retired physician. I showed him this article, so he went to look it up. Now, I didn't see his research, but he's usually pretty good. And he came back and he says, you know what? Killing up to 4,000 Americans a week, pneumonia, you know, influenza, stuff like that. He says, that's normal. And I went, are you kidding me? He said, no, that's not unusual. So there you have it, folks. They're doing it again. They're using the media to scare everybody. And always ends up with take your flu shot, take your flu shot. It's not too late to take your flu shot. Sherry Tenpenny did good research on that in her book, Foul. And she did quite a bit of investigation as to the media playbook. I may write an article about that this coming week. If you get Foul, the book by Sherry Tenpenny, and it is about the bird flu, you can look up the piece that she wrote about what the media does, how they have a game plan, and how they did psychological studies to determine the best way to reach the people. And one item they had in that list is don't be afraid to scare them. People think it's a bad idea to scare them, but scaring works real well. So that headline, the flu is killing up to 4,000 Americans a week, obviously was meant to scare us all. And in case you didn't follow the pandemic of 2009, many of us did. That's when I had my first website. Cheryl Atkinson of CBS News, during that pandemic, couldn't get the figures, could not get the actual figures from the CDC as to how many people, how many confirmed cases of H1N1 were there. And all they did was get her the runaround. So she contacted each and every state Department of Public Health to try to get the figures as to the number of cases of H1N1 that actually have been recorded in the state. And she came back saying there aren't any, or at least very few. They're not testing. And that is exactly what I discovered when they changed it to influenza-like illness, because there weren't enough real cases. They stopped testing. In fact, when the Governor Strickland put out a national emergency in October 2009 authorizing paramedics to give flu shots, I think there were only like three or four people in the state that had died of H1N1. It was absolutely, he had a big press conference. I watched this thing and I just shook my head and went, oh my gosh. Again, trying to scare the public, get the flu shot. In my state, the public was pretty wary, thank God, and the figures came back. They only were able to get rid of 27% of their flu vaccine. I laughed. I was thrilled. 27%. They were stuck with the rest of it. But then they started a campaign, you know, trying to get people to take it to try to get rid of all that vaccine that they had bought. So this is just a... it's an agenda. It's mania. A lot of money gets made. A lot of people get sick, tragically, not from the illness, but from the vaccine. So this past week, I looked up the vaccine schedule for children, and I found that an easy one to look at. I think the one on the CDC website is just a little annoying. This one is pretty easy. Anybody, you don't have to look at weird charts. They just give you a list. And I'm going to kind of read to you what they've done. Okay? And I showed this to my husband, and I was outraged. And I said, you know what? Talk about a good way to maim a child or kill a child. And he said, you're right. That is absolutely outrageous. So let me read you what's on this schedule. All of this, I might add, inspired me to work really hard to finish the guide, 2018 guide called Overcoming Vaccine Mania. Okay, immunization schedule. At birth, they're to get a Hep B vaccine. Okay, that's for sexually transmitted diseases, right? Good idea, right? Totally unnecessary. At 1 to 2 months, they're supposed to get a second dose of the Hep B vaccine. At 2 months, they're to get 5 more vaccines, DTaP, HIB, IPV, which is a polio, pneumococcal, and rotavirus. At 4 months, they're to get DTaP, HIB, IPV, PCV, RV. Now, let's just look at those. Those are identical. Those are 5 different diseases, actually more than that. The 2 months, it says the DTaP is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, right? The HIB is Haemophilus influenza type B. The IPV is inactivated polio. The PCV is pneumococcal conjugate. And the RV is rotavirus vaccine. So these tiny babies are given, supposedly, a small amount of 7 diseases at one time in nature at 2 months. People, in nature, none of us would get encounter seven at one time. I don't know anyone who would get diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis all at the same time. And yet these little babies, their immune system aren't even developed. They're hit with 7 different toxins that supposedly build their immune system at one time when they're only 2 months old. And then 2 months later, they repeat it again. Now, does that make any sense to anyone? One of the games that these monsters play is if you give 5 vaccines or you at one time and there's a terrible reaction, nobody will be able to identify which vaccine caused it. Let me say that again. If you give 5 at once, no one can identify which vaccine caused it. This game is played by Big Pharma across the board. And I only became aware of it when I read a wonderful interview with a malpractice attorney. And the malpractice attorney, it just went off like a light in my head, because I happened to know they wanted to put my family member on 12 different medications when he left the hospital. Okay, and the lawyer said, it's hard to sue the pharmaceutical industry when they're taking more than one product because you can't prove which product caused the problem. Is this starting to make sense? This is insidious. This is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing. Okay, now let's go to 6 months. What do they do to the poor baby at 6 months? Well, now they're down to 4. DTaP, HIV, PCV, and RV. Oh, wait. And then they add at 6 months the flu shot that they want the child to get at 6 months and then annually thereafter. The flu shot, people, which doesn't even work. Now that they leave the child alone for a while, but he has until he's 18 months to get another Hep B and an IPV vaccine. Okay, but at 12 to 15 months, that's when they bring in the chickenpox and the MMR. Now, the MMR is measles, mumps, and rubella. Have you ever heard of anybody getting all 3 at one time? Okay, but here's this small child, this tiny toddler, getting exposed to 3 different diseases at one time. And his body is expected to deal with it and build antibodies to make him immune. Then you go on to the 12 to 23 month. Now they're going to add Hep A, hepatitis A. God knows where the poor little thing's going to get hepatitis A, but he gets a vaccine. At 15 to 18 months, they give him another DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Okay, and at 4 to 6 years... excuse me, he gets a dose of DTaP, MMR, IPV, and varicella. Now they leave him alone until he's 11 to 12 years old, and that's when they give him the HPV vaccine that's very dangerous, doesn't work, doesn't prevent anything, completely unnecessary. And incidentally, that's more than one shot. It's 2 shots to get that one done. At the same time, when he's 11 or 12, they give him a DTaP, back to diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, and a meningococcal conjugate vaccine. Okay, stay tuned.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In defense of humanity, I'm Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking about overcoming vaccine mania. And I started the program, trying to describe to you what vaccine mania looks like. And it's very real. And that's what prompted me to move on that that guide that I started a couple years ago. Basically what the guide is, it's just a compilation of pieces that I've written on the Parents Against Mandatory Vaccine website, combined with concepts and notices that were in the Lawfully Yours guide. I decided that I needed to just separate out the vaccine issue from other issues, because some people, it's a lot to take in when you look at the Lawfully Yours guide and you see how many ways this corporate structure is coming at us. But this list of what they're doing to our babies just makes me sick. You know, it makes me sick. So to me, it was no problem to donate, you know, a couple weeks of my life to try to do something. I don't know how much success I will have, we will have, but it's criminal not to try. I mean, it is absolutely criminal that these poor infants these poor children are being assaulted by this insanity, and they cannot protect themselves. They absolutely cannot. And currently, their moms and dads are marching in there and saying, sure, go ahead, stick him with all these toxic pharmaceuticals. So it's worth a try. What can I say? I want to do a little sidebar before I go into, you know, the vaccine mania issue. Before I forget, because this happened this week and I learned something. If you've been listening to this show, I'm sure you're aware that nobody hands me a form to fill out that I don't read. That hasn't happened in years. I got burned once real bad, and I don't do that anymore. So my husband was seeing one group of physicians for CPAP, and they were on the other side of town, and the doctor said he was going to retire. So we located another physician, a clinic closer to home. He went to see this new physician because his CPAP, he's just still struggling with it. And the new physician wanted to start doing the sleep study from the very beginning. God knows who was going to pay for it, but those are kind of miserable, those sleep studies. So we requested that instead of doing the sleep study, could we just have the results of the one that was done last summer? Could we ask that be sent to the new doctor? And he begrudgingly said, okay. He said, I like to do my own. And I felt like saying, well, of course you do. How much money does it make you, you know? I didn't. I kept my mouth shut. Okay, so they say, wait, and we'll give you our form that you can send to the prior clinic that will request the records. So I waited and waited, and then I got the form. And I took it home, and naturally, as I said, I was going to read it. Well, first of all, it starts out by identifying the patient and the date of birth at the very beginning. That's the newest craze in medicine. Everybody gets identified by their date of birth. Then it goes on to say that this is the authorization for use and disclosure of protected health information. Gives the facts. And then it says, I hereby authorize to disclose to so-and-so at such and such address any and all medical records included but not limited to records of substance abuse, psychiatric mental health information, and information regarding HIV and AIDS. For the purpose of A, medical care, or B, insurance billing. Then he goes on to say in his form, this is their form, I'm sure it came from their professional trade association for sleep studies or sleep disorders. It goes on to say, I understand that the entity that receives this information is a healthcare provider and is bound by federal privacy regulations. The information can be disclosed only for further medical care and health insurance purposes. Off to break. I'll finish this when we get back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're working on a little sidebar. Tonight I'm going to talk about vaccine mania, but meanwhile I wanted to share this discovery I made this week on these requests for the release of medical records. If you go from one doctor to another, then you're asked to sign a release and send it to the previous doctor so they can share records, okay? That's all it was. And this is just a sleep study, folks, okay? So I'm looking at this form that they want us to sign. It goes on to say, I understand that I may refuse to sign this authorization, and I may inspect or copy any information disclosed under this authorization. This authorization request is fully understood. Ooh, there we go again. Fully understood and made voluntary on my part. Sound like the driver's license? I accept and understand, right? I release such and such of any legal liability that may arise from the release of this information. I understand that I may revoke this authorization in writing at any time. Now, obviously this doctor, who happens to be a neurologist, did not write this, people. This is another bar document designed to help people avoid liability, to avoid accountability, to advance their own purposes. For all I know, this guy could be doing research for some device company, some company that makes masks, some company that makes tubing, some company that makes CPAP machines. Who knows? And it just annoyed me to no end. So I went to figure out what I could do. Well, there's a free HIPAA privacy authorization form online. Anybody can get it. It says free. So I downloaded that, and that was very similar, just differently laid out. It also says I authorize the release of my complete records. Okay, complete records, including and relating to mental health care, communicable diseases, HIV or AIDS, and treatment of alcohol or drug abuse. Okay? So they want these electronic records that they're building for all of us. They want them to be as potentially complete as they possibly can be. Well, I decided I didn't like either one of those forms, so I made it my own. There's no rule that says I can't, so I did. I can share it if anybody wants it. It's very simple, though. Mine is simple. It just says I authorize the name of the doctor to disclose protected health information described below, okay, to such and such the new doctor. I authorize the release of all my records related to, and in this case, we're going to put sleep studies. And the dates of service, I knew when that was. It was in one month. And then for the purpose of further medical care and insurance billing, I understand I may inspect or copy any information disclosed, and then we sign it. We're not releasing anybody of any liability. There shouldn't be any liability. All you do is got information going from point A to point B. Anyway, that's the end of my sidebar. These people are driving me crazy. These bar card attorneys, they're all over everything. I know darn well that a doctor did not write that. Okay, back to the vaccine issue. So I'm going to read you the preface of this new guide, 2018 guide, and I will be putting it up. It's already been converted to a PDF. I'll be putting it up on the IDH program links page either tonight or tomorrow so that anybody who wants it right now can take a look at it. It's in two parts. Then ultimately, it's going to be incorporated and embedded into the Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines.net website, which I don't mention often enough on this show. I do have that website as well. That website is different than any other vaccination information website on the internet because I incorporated statutory code, I incorporated personhood, I incorporated the legal scam that's ongoing, and I do not push people into fighting for health freedom. I pressure and push people into exposing the tragedy that this vaccine program is. All those nutcases who keep saying it's just about health freedom, nonsense. Health freedom? Are they kidding me? That just makes me nuts. These little babies don't have any protection. Once their mothers are indoctrinated, they are innocent victims. They don't have health freedoms. If we don't expose this scam, this nightmare, with full frontal, really, if we don't do that, there's no way to protect them. And we are going to be, in my mind, morally responsible as well. So let me read you the preface from my 2018 guide called Overcoming Vaccine Mania. Preface. The information contained in this booklet will be new to many people. It contains the uncensored truth about the harmful vaccination agenda and the current destructive statutory legal system that keeps moving it forward with few impediments. The fellows of Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines.net who have contributed to this booklet have done so voluntarily and without compensation. The valuable information contained within has not been censored to protect incomes or nonprofit corporations. This booklet will be distributed for free due to the critical need to protect humanity and its progeny from a very dark future. The parties pushing forward the vaccination agenda, including Big Pharma, are as follows. This is what they have. This is their strengths. Okay? They have virtually an unlimited supply of funds to work with. They use thousands of well-trained and indoctrinated minions as their armies. They study human responses and combat our natural skepticism with psychological manipulation techniques. They deploy sophisticated propaganda strategies, spin, that have grown exponentially throughout both corporations and governments since Ed Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, first made his debut selling World War I to the American people. And they believe they cannot be held liable for the harm vaccine products cause because the Supreme Court granted them total immunity from lawsuits in 2011. We've not included any conspiracy theories in this guide, but cite public documents and extremely credible sources. After years of research, we have concluded that the dangerous vaccination agenda cannot be stopped through the corrupt political legislative process currently in place, but will require extraordinary understanding and effort. This booklet was designed to explain what we need to do and how to do it for those up to the tasks. It is going to be difficult, as there are many people entrenched in the current system on both sides of the issue who will not willingly give up their share of the vaccination agenda's billion-dollar pie. Today, here is the engine that is pushing forward the vaccination agenda in the United States, and I put the logo for Healthy People 2020. So that's the introduction. If you guys think I could say anything any better to make the point that this is not really about my ego. I don't want people to think it is. I don't want anyone to think that I came in and saved the world. I don't want anybody to think I've done anything stupendous. All I've done is I'm outraged. I've applied what I've learned over the years. And I'm trying to bring the truth forward, whereas these nonprofits are not. Let me repeat this. These nonprofits are not. They are all to keep their nonprofit status. They are all very tiptoeing around the condemnation of the CDC, literally tiptoeing. And they are not attacking Big Pharma as an industry that's toxic and out of control. They word everything politically correctly. And consequently, they have not made any progress, and I'm going to say this, folks, they've made no progress in 30 years. Now, how can I say that? People who have worked with them, who love them, would say, oh, you can't say that. Oh, yes, I can. I can say that because this agenda is moving forward like a train wreck. It is like they haven't slowed it down at all. I got a wonderful email from one of the listeners. And I can invite you all to type this in your search engine. Look at, type in over 5,000 elementary school kids suspended in Toronto for out-of-date immunization records. Does that sound like progress, people? Because these kids, their immunization records aren't up to date. They suspended them from school. People, this thing is moving forward again like a runaway train, and all those nonprofits have not stopped it. They've not exposed the legal system as being a part of this nightmare. Everybody's still running around wanting to get their constitutional rights for freedom of religion when they signed it all away when they registered their child. The lawyers don't want to tell the truth. The nonprofits don't want to tell the truth. No one wants to tell the truth. The thing keeps moving forward. I'm sorry if I sound a little bit indignant, but I am. When I saw that list for these babies, my husband and I, we were just like almost speechless. I'm like, my gosh, they're killing these babies. They're killing them. He said, that's just outrageous. And he was in, yeah, he was a family practitioner for years. He was one of the few who screamed when they started giving Hep B to infants. I mean, he got in arguments with the public health doctor here in Central Ohio, saying, why in the name of God would you do that? They aren't exposed to sexually transmitted diseases. And she, I guess, took some money from the CDC. She just kept pushing it, and she supports every vaccine that comes down from the CDC. So she retired, but I'm sure she was replaced by someone with the same mindset, or they wouldn't be in the job. Okay, so now I've told you why I feel the need is desperate to get a guide, to get something other than what we've got, because what we've got, it just plain isn't working. This thing keeps going forward and forward and forward. So I put together this guide, and with help of many, and put it into, I'm the clerical part of this. I do some writing, I do some formatting, but I use a lot of other people's ideas and input, etc., and reference other people's work. So when I put this together, I arrange it in two sections. Part one is called Vaccines and the Vaccination Agenda. And in that, the first section A is the tragic truth about vaccines. I think most, I couldn't say most, I don't know what RBN listeners, how many of them know about this vaccine nightmare, but an awful lot of them do. Deanna Spingola talks about it. There's an awful lot of people who listen to RBN who are aware. But when I'm using this guide and putting it forward, I don't know who's going to be receiving it. So I felt the need to put some basics in there. The tragic truth about vaccine is part A. Part B, the harsh reality of the vaccination agenda. And I describe the national movement for expanding of vaccines, as well as the international movement for the expanding of vaccine uptake. Okay. Part C is the 10 little known facts, and that's an overview that came from the website Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines. I put that in there. I actually submitted that to many people during the debate of SB 277 in California, and you know what they couldn't get passed? They couldn't get passed. It was strange to watch. They couldn't get past the fact that all these agencies are sub-corporations of the corporation called the United States. And you know what, people? That makes all the difference in the world. And they just couldn't accept that. And I found that strange. No matter how much proof I gave them, that just seems to be difficult for them to accept. Okay, item D is the main players in the vaccination agenda. And I have listed two. One, Big Pharma exposed. Number two, CDC exposed. And that comes from that website. You can read both of them right now on parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. Each one has its own tab. So I just incorporated that information into the guide. Now, part two is called Vaccination Requirements and Opt-outs. Okay. Section E is Mandatory Vaccinations. I'm explaining how that works, where that comes from. F is state vaccination exemptions. I talk a little bit about that because there's still exemptions out there. However, unfortunately, they're more and more inclined to have them sign a public health form and have the public health department be responsible for granting exemptions. And these forms are pretty much almost confessions, you know. They're very close to saying, I confess that I'm harming my children, and yet I still want them vaccinated. And if you look at them from a legal point of view, they're bad. I mean, incriminating is what they are. Okay, and I end up in the state vaccination exemption section saying, if you can't modify the form or waiver they're asking you to sign and they refuse to allow you to modify it, move on to a vaccination notice. So then I kind of restructured this from what I have in Lawfully Yours and what I put out there previously. As time went by and more questions come in, I look back at these things and I keep trying to kind of tweak them to see if I can improve them, make them easier. I mean, I'm always trying to find a way to improve it, get the message in there, get the job done, and make it as easy to understand and easy to implement as I can. So you might see some changes from what I have in Lawfully Yours. And ultimately, I'm going to have to incorporate the two or take the vaccine section out of Lawfully Yours and just refer to this guide. But the three notices I have there, the three categories I finally settled on, is there's a vaccination notice for physicians and hospitals. Okay, that's really basically healthcare providers. That notice is designed to go to them. And the second notice is for schools or daycares. Okay, that can be used for either, and it's designed to go to them. And the third one is for employers or deans. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Okay, to In Defense of Humanity, and we're talking tonight about the 2018 guide called Overcoming Vaccine Mania. I kind of gave you a sample of the outline, and I'm going to give you just a little more details about it, hoping to kind of get everybody feeling a little bit enthused. I don't know how much luck we're going to have. We are up against, you know, these embedded, entrenched institutions where they all believe they're doing the right thing, and they are being trained and taught to demonize us. At the same time, if you know the truth, you're looking at a bloody nightmare laying out right in front of us, you know. So no matter how bad the odds are against us, we've got to do something, and I invite everybody to jump in, you know. And when you see this guide, if you have suggestions, well, how it could be better, I'm open. I want to do something to see that we can make some progress, because right now we're in a terrible position, and our children are in a terrible position, and they're pushing this Gardasil vaccine, and children are getting injured, and it just doesn't seem to be getting better. Okay, so in the guide, the first part, the tragic truth about vaccines, we included that wonderful picture called The Biggest Lie of Big Pharma Ever Sold, with a picture of a small baby with 6 hands with needles in them coming at the baby. The biggest lie Big Pharma ever sold, that vaccines are safe and effective. That's the picture that we used. Then we go and we list some facts that the doctors either don't know or refuses to tell you. And there are 7 of those. And I get a lot of feedback from my husband. We talk about this stuff a lot, you know, and I'll ask him, were you taught this or were you told that? And then I go ahead and I find examples to prove what I'm saying is valid. And he generally looks at it, you know, and rarely does he disagree. He's just kind of stupefied himself how bad it's gotten. Then we go in the next chapter, The Harsh Reality of the Vaccine Agenda. We list items about what is going on right now, how they're pushing this thing forward. We have a section describing the national effort, which is Healthy People 2020. We have links there so people can go look at it. Healthy People 2020 is a public-private partnership. Then we look at the vaccine issue internationally, and most people are aware that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a part of that. I don't think that the population, I haven't seen that, who is trying to advocate for people against this vaccine agenda. They rarely seem to mention the World Bank. And I find that very strange, because the World Bank is indeed a partner. And why would the World Bank want everybody vaccinated, folks? Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce?
Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.